Even then, Sir Alistair would not call an end. "On your feet, Sir Piggy," he called. "Pick up your sword." When the boy continued to cling to the ground, Thorn gestured to Halder. "Hit him with the flat of your blade until he finds his feet." Halder delivered a tentative smack to the foe's upraised cheeks. "You can hit harder than that," Thorn taunted. Halder took hold of his longsword with both hands and brought it down so hard the blow split leather, even on the flat. The new boy screeched in pain. Jon Snow took a step forward. Pip laid a mailed hand on his arm. "Jon, no," the small boy whispered with an anxious glance at Sir Alistair Thorne. "On your feet," Thorne repeated. The fat boy struggled to rise, slipped and fell heavily again. "Sir Piggy is starting to grasp the notion," Sir Alistair observed. "Again?" Halder lifted the sword for another blow. "Cut us off, Am," Rast urged, laughing. Jon shook off Pip's hand. "Halder, enough!" Halder looked to Sir Alistair. "The bastard speaks, and the peasants tremble," the Master of Arms said in that sharp, cold voice of his. "I remind you that I am the Master at Arms here, Lord Snow." "Look at him, Halder," Jon urged, ignoring Thorn as best he could. "There's no honour in beating a fallen foe. He yielded." He knelt beside the fat boy. Halder lowered his sword. "He yielded," he echoed. Sir Alistair's onyx eyes were fixed on Jon Snow.
"It would seem our bastard is in love," he said, as Jon helped the fat boy to his feet. "Show me your steel, Lord Snow."